Digital transformation, digital teams, the digital consumer, digital strategy. Digital's becoming a buzzword, isn't it? But does it actually mean anything? I write a lot about digital. Heck, I've even written a book called Digital Adaptation. But I'm conscious that the term means different things to different people, and that without a clear definition of the word digital, it will become a meaningless buzzword. In fact, many are already claiming it is. And the truth is, there is some truth in that. Yes, digital is a vague term, but it is a necessary shorthand for encompassing complex ideas. And in this post, I hope to unpack the term and provide some clarity to its meaning. I'm not claiming that these are definitive definitions, they're just my interpretation of things. So let me begin with the term digital itself. What do I mean when I say digital? The term digital for me is a convergence of many technologies and social changes that have led to a new digital reality. Yes, I know that sounds pretentious, but it's not far from the truth. For me, digital is the convergence of social media, mobile and the web. And together, these things have created a new kind of user, the connected consumer. Mobile has put 24 access to the web, social media and email in our pockets. And this power is reshaping our behaviour and creating a new breed of consumers unlike anything we've seen before. And that brings me on to the question of what is a digital consumer? Digital consumers are a new generation of user and they see the world in a different way. For them, virtual and physical are equally relevant. They carry their friends and family around with them in the form of social media apps in their pockets. When they're buying an item, they're more likely to consult with that network than they are to listen to traditional advertising. They share everything online and have a very different view of privacy. Whether it's picking a holiday destination or choosing a university to study at, the connected consumer will share and seek advice on their choices. They'll stand in a store seeking real-time opinion from friends or scan products to see if they can get a better deal online. They live in a world where the competition is a click away and so they accept exceptional customer service. What is more, they're not shy in expressing their dissatisfaction within their network of friends and beyond. This gives them enormous power and they know it. The balance of power between consumer and supplier has shifted. Many consider the digital consumer to be a part of a millennial generation. The truth is, I think that digital behaviour stretches from the millennials all the way to the baby boomers and there's no sign of it slowing down. This new kind of consumer is finding and choosing products in a completely different way. They're also demanding ever higher levels of service. Unfortunately, too few organisations have adapted to meet that need. That is why we've seen a growing number of organisations talk about digital transformation. But what is digital transformation? Digital transformation is not what many people consider it to be. Many see it as an attempt to integrate emerging technologies into business processes. In fact, digital transformation is only to do with technology on a superficial level. For me, digital transformation is about meeting the needs of the new digital consumer. This does involve some adaptation of how the organization approaches technology, but often it's more about altering business processes and culture. Most organizations are configured for the mass media, mass market era, and consumers move through the traditional sales funnel with some digital elements bolted on. Digital transformation steps back and looks at the customer journey of the new digital consumer. It looks at how those customers interact with an organization, both online and in real life. The organization looks at these different touch points and that helps them adapt their organizational structures to service the new flow of consumer behavior. These changes are often driven by a digital strategy. But again, what is a digital strategy? As with digital transformation, a digital strategy is not about technology. It's a strategy for servicing the new digital consumer. This strategy needs to be more than a vague set of goals that the organisation wants to meet. It needs to consist of practical ways of addressing the problems faced by digital consumers. The strategy should focus on concrete actions. These actions should address the immediate issues, but they should also establish processes for adapting to the future as changes happen in consumer behaviour, changes that emerge as new technology continues to be created. A key component of this strategy should be the role of the digital team. What is a digital team? Well, in my view, the digital team should be a million miles away from the web teams found in most organisations. These are often seen as service departments which implement the ideas of others. They're almost always technology focused. In my mind, the digital team should be a customer service department. Their role is to service the needs of the digital consumer. This is not something they can do alone. They need to work with other business units across the organisation, and they would, but they would be the champion of the new digital consumers and drive the new digital direction. It is the digital team's job to research and understand the user. They should be carrying out continual user research. They should be recommending changes based on those findings. They should also be responsible for educating the organisation, educating them about the digital consumer and emerging digital trends. Their ultimate goal should be to make digital ubiquitous across the entire organisation. The digital team's job is to ensure everybody understands the new consumer and do their part to help meet their needs. In many ways, the word digital is misleading. It makes one think of technology when we should be thinking of people. In reality, this focus on digital is a new focus on the customer, something we should have always been doing, to be honest. But it's more than that. This isn't business as usual. Social media and the web at large and mobile have not caused a slight change in consumer behaviour. It's caused a revolution, and many organisations are failing to adapt. If throwing around the word digital makes them take this kind of change more seriously, then I'm happy to use it, even if it's slightly misleading.